Great mothers, I shall once again require the aid of your dark magic.
The thread of destiny demands it.
He was trained as a Jedi. You, I trained to be something more.
He was once a Jedi. So, we must regard him as flawed. Death and resurrection are common deceptions played out by both Night Sister and Jedi.
Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live.
The Force has a dark and a light side. That's black magic and white magic. The doorway into the occult is an altered state of consciousness. Takeover. That's an altered state of consciousness. Yoda is a yogi.
And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them.
Ahsoka means love and life.
Welcome to Conspiracy in the Force, Season 3, Star Wars and the New Age Deception. With me, Conspiracy Kyle.
Reproved or made manifest by the light. I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Welcome back to another episode of Conspiracy in the Force. I'm your host, Conspiracy Kyle. On this episode, we'll discuss Part 6 of Ahsoka, titled Far, Far Away. Now in this episode, Ahsoka continued her journey toward a new galaxy while Sabine and the villains landed and met with space witches and finally connected with Thrawn, which has been foreshadowed the entire season so far. Let's first start with Ahsoka and Hwang discussing Sabine and her choice to help Baylan and crew find Thrawn. Here's Ahsoka's thoughts on Sabine's decision.
No Thrawn. No war.
And no Ezra.
She was fated to make that choice. There wasn't enough time to prepare her to make the right one.
So we again get the idea of fate coming into the Star Wars lexicon. Now the idea of fate or destiny goes all the way back to Return of the Jedi, where it's Luke's fate to confront Vader again. Almost as if he will be compelled to do this, even if he doesn't want to. It's like a removal of free will when you bring in this idea of fate. It's what people say to shift blame when they make bad decisions or bad choices. Well, my father was an alcoholic too, or my mother wasn't good at relationships, so I guess I'm not either. Basically, I was fated to be this way. However, the Bible says it different. The Bible says that everyone who believes on Christ is a new creation. The old man has passed away and he's reborn anew. We as Christians are lifted from the weight of our prior sins and the weight of any family baggage we think we're carrying. Our fate has been changed. As sinners, our fate is an eternity without God in hell. But by accepting the free gift he offers, that fate can be changed by his grace and his love. Now let's talk a little bit more about witches and witchcraft, which we've talked about several times throughout this season. For people that have never seen the Clone Wars or read the old novels that introduced these Dathomir witches, there may be a bit of confusion as to why these characters are coexisting alongside the Force users, as the witchcraft almost seems to not belong in this galaxy far, far away. Here are some creepy clips from the witches during this episode.
Welcome, child of Dathomir. You do our ancestors credit. You heard our call to you in the dream.
Your visions guided me across the stars.
The thread of fate has spoken to us.
Another comes. A Jedi.
I shall once again require the aid of your dark magic.
The thread of destiny demands it.
Now, it's important to note that the captions show that the word magic is with a K, referring to real dark magic, a la Aleister Crowley. Anyways, I think I've discovered why there is this new witch narrative in the saga. It all has to do with creator Dave Filoni. Now, Dave goes all the way back to working with George Lucas after the prequel era, and worked directly with George on the Clone Wars series from 2008 and forward. He's hailed by many as the, air quote, second coming of George, as he holds many fundamental Star Wars views that he learned directly from George. However, it's possible that there's someone else in Dave's life that may be influencing his creative decisions at this point in his career. That person is none other than his wife, Anne Convery. Now, I started looking into Anne and her social media recently, and I discovered something very interesting about the things that she's into. Her Facebook page notes almost comically that her pronouns are she-her-that-witch. Which I find very interesting, pun intended. Looking into her Instagram page, I saw a few other interesting images. While on the surface not necessarily witchcraft related, I still believe these have a witchcraft narrative behind them. One picture shows her holding a cup that says, "Hail Satan, drink coffee," with pentagrams around it. And then she has another picture of her wearing a shirt stating, "Abortion is healthcare." Now, if you know anything about witches, you know that they don't directly claim to serve Satan. They serve their own occult spirits, purposes, etc., mother goddess, what have you. Of course, it's easily inferred that witchcraft ultimately is a form of Satanism, as these false deities that witches serve are ultimately demonic in nature. And then you have the abortion narrative, which is essentially about sacrificing children. And we know that witches in popular fiction like Hocus Pocus, Hansel and Gretel, and more are always keen on kidnapping and murdering children for ritualistic purposes. So the abortion shirt fits the witch narrative as well. So it bears asking, did Dave's wife have some indirect influence over these witchcraft narratives present in the show? I would say yes. Also, by the way, after sharing these images of Anne on my Twitter account, I was instantly blocked by her on Instagram. I was even blocked from viewing her account from my music page, which isn't even related to my Conspiracy Kyle page at all. As Balin Skull would say,
witchcraft.
Speaking of Balin Skull, let's move on to him and his discussion with Shin about what his ultimate purpose is in this new galaxy. Now, it's a bit complicated, so let's hear it straight from him before trying to decode it.
This is a land of dreams and madness. Children's stories come to life. As you get older, look at history. You realize it's all inevitable. Fall of the Jedi, rise of the Empire. It repeats again and again and again.
Won't our alliance with Thrawn finally bring us into power?
That sort of power is fleeting. What I seek is the beginning. So I may finally bring this cycle to an end. If the old stories are true, something calls to me. Can't you hear it? Something stirs here. Can't you see it?
So, what is Balin really wanting? I don't think it's entirely clear from the dialogue, but we can make some inferences and parallels to our world. Amongst the conspiracy community, a common phrase is escaping the Matrix, a clear homage to the movie The Matrix, where Neo realizes that humanity is ruled by alien forces entrapping humans to a fake life that many don't realize. He escapes and tries to free humanity. It's essentially a New Age tale at its core, man freeing himself, becoming his own god, the master of his own universe. Now, Baylan may be looking to do something similar here. He wants to break the cycle of war and up and down in Jedi and Sith, in good and evil, and almost rise above it. My prediction is that he wants to find a way to expand his consciousness above and beyond all that petty galactic squabbling and become in and of himself a supremely enlightened being, one that is basically God. I liken my theory to the story of the character Dr. Manhattan from the Watchmen series, a character that achieved a level of power so great that he almost felt more than human, godlike almost. We've said it time and time again that the New Age teaches you that you are God and everything is God. My Baylan Skull theory will take that narrative to a new level in a physically manifest way. Now truly, we all in our own lives want to escape the Matrix in one way, shape, or form. Whether it's removing ourselves from the left-right political paradigm in a metaphoric sense, or even buying up land in the country to remove ourselves from civic society in a physical sense. Now as for me, I wish I could remove myself from the sinful culture all around me, though it's easier said than done. However, as a Christian, I feel it's my duty right now to live within this culture and fight the good fight for God's truth. Is social media flawed and manipulative and evil at its core? Yeah, but I can use it to preach God's word. Are Lucasfilm and Disney flawed companies that push sinful propaganda and potentially anti-Christian messaging? Yeah. But if my discussion of Star Wars on this podcast could influence just one person to consider following God and not their own ways, then all glory be to God. It was all worth it. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Conspiracy in the Force. We'll be back next week to discuss part 7 of the series. God bless. God bless. Thank you.